New trespassing laws went on the books at the start of July. They were intended to provide clarity and unify provisions that stretched across three separate codes. But rather than simplify things, some in law enforcement say they're causing headaches. Matt Gillum explains.
Before July 1st, trespassing laws straddled recreational, civil, and criminal codes. Earlier this year, lawmakers combined the three. One change is a tiered system of penalties culminating in a felony for a third criminal offense within 10 years. Signage requirements have changed too. Previously, landowners were required to post signs declaring private property every 660 feet or mark boundaries with orange paint. Now, signs only have to be posted at a property's corners and near public roads and lands. Vaughn Colleen, the executive director of the Idaho Sheriff's Association, sees a problem with the removal of that mandate.
In the backcountry, where a lot of sportsmen do their sports thing, there's public and private land that's intermingled. Public land is fenced, private land is fenced. So when a person now confronts a fence, how are they going to know, is this private property or is this public property?
Another issue cited by Colleen is problematic wording.
They've got language in there that says enters or remains. Which is it? The mere act of entering, if that completes the crime of trespassing, why does the language even concern itself with remaining?
In the short term, Colleen says authorities will likely refer cases of trespassing to prosecutors and let them decide whether a crime was committed. He's hopeful lawmakers and law enforcement can update the laws next year. Matt Gillum, Boise State Public Radio News.